A drumhead service has been held at the 2nd Battalion of Infantry 2BN to commemorate the 72nd anniversary of the Battle of Mayong at Apremdu near Takrady in the Western Region. General Officer Commanding South Command, Brigadier General Musa Waja, called on service military personnel to rekindle the spirit of nationalism as was exhibited by the predecessors, especially during the Second World War. We bring you Mary Aziz Tunde's report.
Has been chosen to remember the victory of the two forces from the Royal West African Frontier made up of soldiers from the Gold Coast, now Ghana, Nigeria, Sierra Leone and the Gambia, defending the flag of the British government against the Japanese. The military celebrates this historic victory annually to remember the gallant soldiers that lost their lives in that battle. Brigadier General Musa Waja is the General Officer Commanding South Command. He tells us more.
My day is a very significant day in the life of you, the professional, the armed forces. The essence is that it's one of the period where the Royal West Africa Force, comprising Nigeria, Ghana, and the other sister countries, came together and fought in Burma, and then victorious. And for that reason, that victory of the name of Mayong has been named for this battalion, that is the 2nd Battalion of Infantry. So it's usually done to commemorate that victory that was won by the West African Frontier Force. Now, the essence of it is to rekindle that spirit of professionalism in all the military personnel. It's just to tell them that our predecessors have done well, they fought currently, so we, taking over from them, should also be prepared to do more than they have done. If even not more, we should be able to maintain that professionalism that led them to win the aspiration and the confidence of the international community. So the essence is to remind them that the standard has been set already.
A 94-year-old veteran, Joshua Inin, shares his experience with Radio Uganda.
I saw some of the things that we had done before, the Chiringa Front, the Ruadi River, some other places.
During your time, you were very, very patriotic. You were ready to put down your life for the nation. What advice do you have for 7 military men?
Well, training and other things were very, very different. But I don't know of now. But my advice to the young men is that they should be obedient, self-supporting, they should be prepared to help mother.